Nuna Annie.
I'm Nuna Michelle.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 19 of Nuna's Generation.
Oh my gosh, we're at 19 already?
Yeah. If you're listening to us on iTunes, obviously there aren't 19 episodes because we had to take some down.
Yes.
Due to space limits on our hosting site. Yeah. But you can always check out youtube.com / Nuna's Generation. Yeah. And it's all there.
Yes, go listen. So what do you want to talk about, Annie?
A lot has been going on.
And have you heard of this Four Walls comeback from FX?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's literally just four walls. I don't know. They had an exhibit in Seoul.
It's like this very artistic concept or something.
I don't know. The teaser just came out today, and they're, walking in a forest.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. And out of trees. So I was, waiting for it. I'm like, so it's just them walking out of a forest.
That's four walls. It's not even a forest. Unless the forest is built inside a studio with four walls, which it usually is,
Yeah, I can't even tell what the concept is going to be from this teaser. It's so vague.
And they give you, a small snippet of the thing at the end, but it's like some electronic noise.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, I can't even envision what this is going to be like at all.
Yeah. I feel like FX songs, it always takes me, maybe a week or two to actually like the song.
Yeah.
I never like an FX song, right away.
Yeah, Red Light.
It took me, a whole month to like Red Light. not kidding. It literally took me a month to
actually,
that song.
I didn't like Red Light when it came out, but when I heard the demo, the English version, mm-hmm. I heard it in English. I'm like, oh, it's actually not that bad. And then I went back to the Korean version, and then I liked it better. So I don't know why. It's usually, when SM releases a song, you think. I heard the English demo first, and I liked it. And then I heard the Girls' Generation version, and I was all right. I kind of prefer the English versions of SM songs because I think they're meant to be sung in English.
Because you just translate everything. Yeah. Just ruined it a little.
Yeah, foreign producers are the ones who are doing all these demos and all these songs.
I mean, they have all these English demos. You would think they would have an English album, song. Do English, songs on
cater to the international fans once in a while.
Yeah, come over to the U.S. and have a concert once in a while. You would think they would do that.
EXO, ahem.
they don't have any English speakers in that group anymore, so.
Their English sub is gone.
So with FX's new comeback, we're oh, how's it going to be without Sully, mm-hmm. But I think it'll be fine without her.
Yeah. She didn't contribute much to the group anyway. What was she, visual?
She was, the background, I think. She did a couple of lines. It was mostly, it's mostly Crystal, I feel like. She's, the lead in most of the
Because all of them have, a specific role. Amber's a rapper. Luna's this vocal. Crystal is also, the second vocal, I believe. But, what was Sully? I don't know. She doesn't really sing.
I think she was a visual mostly.
Yeah. I mean, everyone dances in the group, so you don't really have a main dancer. I guess that would be Victoria.
Victoria would be the main dancer.
Yeah. So I'm so what was her role? She's not a good singer. Yeah. She doesn't rap.
It's key, Visual. Visual.
But did you see that post that she did on Instagram?
She's supporting her bestie.
Yeah.
IU.
Yeah.
And not FX.
And everyone's why are you supporting IU and not FX? And then she posted.
People already don't like her. And then they were just trashing her, basically, for not supporting her ex group. And if they're on such good terms, quote unquote, why the hell are you not, sending them a supportive message?
Yeah. And that's when she posted the second post, which was supporting FX, right? Mm-hmm. The four walls picture. And then she wrote haha, and then a smiling emoji. People thought that was sarcastic.
Yeah, I know.
I was that's shady as fuck.
We all know that Jenna bitch knows that she a bitch.
She's a bitch. But, IU is, super friends with her. She says that her fan art inspired the song Red Queen off of her new album. Did you, read that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, IU just released her mini album, and there's a song called Red Queen on it, and she said that she went to Sully's house and saw, a fan art of, this, flower or something. I don't know, but that, inspired her to write this song. I'm okay.
Girl, get out of here.
I'm wow, she gets inspired very easily.
I think she got inspired by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Her new song is 23, and Taylor Swift is 22.
She's doing the Korean version.
The Korean version of 22.
I'm like,
it's 23.
I'm like, I was only 23. I feel so old. If only you knew my age.
Mum's the word.
Yeah.
But I like her new song, IU. It's actually not elevator sleepy time music.
Some of it is. If you listen to her whole CD.
It's so actually, like, this is the song, like, you know, you'll party with a little bit, you'll dance a little bit, and then, like, slowly you'll go into a really deep sleep with the rest of the album.
No, because I have the Melon app on my phone, so I listened to her album yesterday in my car on the ride home, and I was literally almost falling asleep because she has some really, like...
Do not listen to IU's album while driving. Induce sleep.
At night while you're on your way home. Because, like, I was listening to 23 and I'm like, okay, I can jam to this. I'm 23, do. And then all of a sudden the next song is, like, really mellow and really chill. And I'm like, that my level just dropped. And I was like, I'm about to fall asleep now. And Annie always complains when I put IU on the car that it's, like, sleepy time music.
It's sleepy time music.
It's very mellow. Her voice is very soft and, like, airy, like, like, she's breathing. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, 23 is good, but the rest of the album was questionable.
Oh, no.
And I had high hopes because Zion T is on this album. Mm-hmm. And
that
I'm,
song's not good.
Yeah, it's a Red Queen song that we were talking about. It's not good. I don't know. I'm just, like, not feeling it.
It was inspired by a picture, so I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping...
by some fan art, so
how good could
it be?
Yeah, I hope Zion T could save this track, but it really didn't do much, so... Sorry. I'm gonna go back to listening. Maria Sono.
Hey.
Maria Sono.
Hey. Run it.
Oh my god, I love that song. I guess I'll turn.
That is like my new song.
That is my jam. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love Zico. I've been listening to a lot of Korean rap lately. Ever since I'm Pretty Rap Star, I'm like listening to nonstop rap music.
Obsessed. Speaking of rap. Did you hear GD and Airbnb did a collab?
I didn't. Tell me about that.
I think it was like a commercial. I don't think he actually has an Airbnb to rent out. But apparently 5 fans won a chance to like stay over at his Airbnb, meet him, and then like take some of his suggestions on where to go in Seoul and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
This was a real thing?
Yeah. It's like a real like, you know, apartment that they were staying at.
Oh my god.
And GD was like basically the host of it. I was like, holy shit. What? Can you imagine like... Like, first of all, I never even knew about this damn contest. If I knew, I would have signed me up, bitch. What the hell? Where was I? How did I not know about this?
That's
amazing.
I am
always on the Airbnb website, like, looking for, like, cheap places to stay at when I'm, like, going out. And I'm like, what? How did I miss
this? That's amazing. I would have loved to... stayed at GD's apartment. I would have never left. You would have to drag me out of there. Okay. I would have been like...
I would have like stolen everything off the wall.
I would have stolen everything off the wall.
Like, oh, souvenir.
You know we would have been there vlogging, podcasting. With like, guys, we're in GD's Airbnb right now. No, like I would have gone.
GD sat on this cushion. GD. I am taking it back with me to
like,
New York.
I would be breathing in the air like GD.
He could have farted on that cushion. How much is GD's farted cushion cost?
Oh my god. Sell that shit on Amazon.
Sell that shit on eBay.
I'm obsessed with GD. Ever since I saw him live, I cannot like
stop
get
over it.
I can't because he's just, his aura, it's like everything. Like I saw him and I was like, so entranced. I was like, oh my god, he's so amazing.
He's so good looking in person.
So
too. Like,
good
looking. Holy crap.
Like his body is like amazing in person. Like I'm just like, wow, he's nice to look at. But like Airbnb in Korea was nothing
shit.
Like that.
Hell no.
She didn't give us no tour of Korea.
She didn't even meet us.
We did not see our host, our Airbnb host at all.
I was like, is she a real person? Are we texting a robot right now?
Like when we arrived to Korea, we went to this shady as fuck like condo and like the security guard didn't even greet us. And then we were just walking and then we went to like this elevator. All these people are staring at us and I'm just like, where are we right now? And then you hear the stripper pole music all night.
Oh my god.
At like 6 a.m. All you hear is like EDM.
Yeah. I didn't know that we were in like a club area.
It wasn't.
Next door neighbor was playing club music.
Yeah.
I swear. It was like a whorehouse next
like
door.
Coming in and out of that apartment.
Yeah.
Like,
constantly. Because like, every time the door
minute.
Opened, it would say like, what was it?
I don't know. She said it like the operator. Like, I don't know why the doors have to talk when you open and close them.
I know. Like, thank you for letting everyone know I'm leaving my apartment
thank
or opening
you.
My apartment. Like,
like, the elevators, too. Like, you're now on the second floor. I can't say it in Korean, but she would always say, this is the second floor. This is the third floor. Opening the elevator. I'm like, why does the elevator have to talk? Like, I get it. Okay.
don't know.
But yeah, Airbnb was shady as hell.
Can you imagine if you did, like, you got an Airbnb thinking, like, oh, okay, it's just this regular person.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you find out it's a celebrity's Airbnb. I would
literally flip my shit.
Like, oh my God.
I would just...
I gotta tell you, like, Amy Schumer, you know, the comedian, she was staying at Jake Gyllenhaal's apartment in New York. And he had, like, this cake in his refrigerator. She ate that damn cake.
I would have eaten that cake.
I would be like, holy shit, if that happens to me, I'd eat that damn cake too.
I'd eat that cake too. I'm gonna sell it.
Auction that shit off.
No, but, like, you can find really amazing Airbnbs. Like, my coworker was actually telling me the other day that in Brooklyn, she stayed at this, like, really, like, fancy, like, townhouse, and it belongs to, like, this, like, really famous interior decorator, and it was, like, art pieces all over the wall, and she was like, if anyone's out of town, you should stay there. But, yeah, you can find amazing things on Airbnb. We just, you know, when we were researching, we just saw Gangnam, and we're like, oh, let's just stay here. And then it turns out we were staying in a, like, whorehouse or something.
Next to a whorehouse. Yeah. It was really shady. But yeah,
if you want to listen to more of that, go listen to our Soul special.
Nunas in Soul.
Nunas in Soul podcast. Yes.
Speaking of whorehouse, no, okay.
What are you doing?
JYP's new girl group Twice.
You're awful. They're like 12 years old. Come on, they're not whores.
I couldn't find a way to, like, move into this next subject.
I mean, let's be real here. Twice. I mean, I was super, like,
I will not be listening to that song twice. No, because I just didn't like it.
I was, like, waiting for, like, the climax. I actually started, like, watching it yesterday as I was waiting for a very long time for my car, by the way. And I was bored out of my mind, and I started watching twice, and then I couldn't even make it, like, halfway through the video. I'm like, no, turning it off.
No, I feel like the video saved the song a little bit. It's, like, a Walking Dead theme, you know, with zombies and shit. But, like, I don't know.
Like, I kept turning it off and going watching other videos, and I came back to it, and then I started watching it again, and I'm like... Yeah. I just can't.
There were, like, so many, like, positive, like, comments in the, you know, video. No. And I was just like.
Like, oh my gosh, she's already my bias. Can somebody tell me all the names? And
it's like, somebody memorize all the damn names. Like, I usually don't memorize
XL the names. XL here supporting Twice. I'm like, why do you have to announce your fandom and that you're supporting? Like, that's so stupid. Hi, I'm an ARMY supporting EXO. I'm like, hi, I'm a whatever. And just shut up and enjoy the music.
Who cares what fandom you're in?
Who cares?
Like, you can be in more than one fandom, but unfortunately, Twice is, I don't know. It's
not
that great.
I don't like it. And I feel like he's trying to do how, you know, Miss A first started out with that, was that Good Girl, Bad Girl?
Yeah. But that was a really good debut song.
That was a good debut song, but I feel like they were trying to mimic that again. Like that.
I felt I got a GOT7 feel from them. Because GOT7 didn't really have a great, like, first debut.
Yeah, it felt like a little bit like the Miss A beginning days and also GOT7. I felt like he was trying to, like, bring in, like, the teeny bopper people and just bring you, like, the best, like, cutesy and everything that K-pop is supposed to be.
They got the best Konglish in the song, do you know?
What is it?
I ain't no easy. I was like, what?
That's not a misheard?
No, it's Konglish.
That's actually the actual lyric?
Yeah, I ain't no easy.
I ain't no easy. Well, okay. I'm glad you're not easy, girls. But I would not be listening to Twice. Sorry.
Not this album, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of not giving second chances, the usual character that we don't want to give a second chance to, Mr. Kim Hyun-joon.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we might as well just have, like, a Kim Hyun-joon segment moving forward.
Just like Shane Dawson has a Farrah Abraham segment, it's we have a Kim Hyun-joon segment.
Wait, it's too long and it's a tongue twister.
The Kim Hyun-joon...
Kim Hyun-joon time... Wait, God made a mistake.
God made a mistake.
Wait, how do you do Kim Hyun-joon time? God made a mistake. We don't have the rights.
Sorry.
Sorry, Shane Dawson, don't sue us. We love you.
No, but seriously, this guy, like, seriously, like, baby mama drama, now he's in the ARMY.
And the latest is his stupid delusional fangirls sent over to his unit an air conditioner and a television.
Because Oppa needs this shit. Like, Oppa doesn't have money to buy this shit on his own.
Are you kidding?
Come on.
Like, who are these girls? Like, they need to be, like, helped. Like, they're sick. They're not right in the head. Like, why are you gifting this idiot a television?
So he's in the army. He's supposed to be slumming it. Okay, that's the point of going into the Korean army.
Yeah.
Slumming it for 2 years. Not getting luxuries like that, you know?
I wonder what his, like, fellow, like, army men feel about this.
Well, I'm sure his bunkmates are really happy about the air conditioner, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't. And what's going on with that? Is it any news with this?
With the baby mama drama? Still no news. I think she's still kind of withholding, you know.
We don't know if he's the dad, officially.
I really want to play the
you
Maury
You
want to
play
clip.
The Maury clip.
I really
clip.
Want to play the
Annie
Maury clip.
Annie has been preparing this, like, epic Maury clip for, like, the past weeks, hoping that Kim Hyun-jun finally announces that he's the dad. She's like, you are the father. Like, we're waiting. Okay,
she's
we're waiting.
Dying to play that clip.
Annie's just dying to play this.
Just reveal it already.
Every time, like, something comes up with Kim Hyun-jun, can I play my Maury clip now? No, unfortunately not yet. Still not time.
Nope. Damn it. Speaking of delusional fans, some people were saying that Sistar Soyu was being a total bitch at their fan signing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she was, like, sick, no?
She hurt her back, and she was still, like, working.
She, like, dislocate something? Like, she has, like, some type of, like, injury that's severe.
Yeah,
no?
She hurt her back, and, like, she had to go in for, like, you know, therapy and stuff like that. And
so why do you expect her to be all, like...
fucking cheery and
shit.
Yeah, like,
that shit hurts. Like, I had a muscle spasm once. I couldn't move, and I was a bitch.
Like I can understand the resting bitch phase when you're in pain. Like, but these fans were like, no. Like, we're here to see her. She should be, like, fucking grateful and happy.
No.
Like, bitch is in pain.
Leave her alone. And, actually, did you hear about this, you know that group 17?
Mm-hmm.
You know one of the kids had a sty on his egg yolk fat?
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, this girl, this Chinese admin fan site girl, she was so pissed at that he had this, like, sty on his eye that she, like, threw her papers at him because she was like, he's not looking right. I was like, bitch, he has a sty.
What the fuck?
He has a fucking sty. I'm like, are you fucking, like, and I heard that the staff, like, immediately responded and was like, get this bitch out of here. Like, she's crazy as hell. And I'm like, I felt so bad for that kid because it's not his fault, you know? Just like, he was looking at me the wrong way. I'm like, okay.
Talk about them crazy fans.
Yeah. These fans are getting worse and worse.
Apparently, they're not right.
Yeah. But then, like, sometimes they'll, like, support, like, an artist out of nowhere when, before they used to, like, bash the artist. Like, you know the whole IU and Eunhyuk scandal that happened, like, 2 or 3 years ago, remember?
Yeah,
when he was visiting the sick, which was IU. Booty call.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, uploaded this photo on Twitter.
Anything after 2 a.m. is a booty call.
But
in,
like,
case you kids didn't know the time frame.
Annie knows that. But, yeah, like, after that whole, like, IU Eunhyuk scandal, like, Eunhyuk got so much shit, like, because IU was like, no, you know, she's the victim, whatever. And now everyone found out that she's dating, like, this musician who's, like, 11 years older than her.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all the people who were hating on Eunhyuk, calling him, like, a man whore and all this crap, now they're supporting him, like, oh my god, IU's such a fox. Like,
well, he just went into the army, so she got to look for her somewhere, you know, somewhere else, you know? He's going to be gone for 2 years. You know, she needs a new sugar daddy, so
she
I don't blame
no
her.
Time.
I don't blame
time.
Her, you know? He's going to be gone for 2 years. Might as well.
Yeah. But it's just so funny. It's just so funny how the netizens, like, will turn on you, like, so fast like that.
They don't, like, hold back on the internet because you don't see who they are.
Yeah.
You know, but in person, they'll be, like, you know, totally
They
different.
Just go so far on the internet. Like, you guys have to, like, calm down. This is not, you know, that serious. Like, when they, like, destroy careers, these netizens. It's just insane to me.
Especially when, like, a group of them band together.
Yeah.
Like, shit goes down.
Yeah. But did you hear that story of Top, who left an inspirational message to a fan on Instagram?
No, I didn't.
So, like, a fan was, like, commenting on one of his posts. I think it was, like, one of those architecture posts.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, like, saying how she's trying to become an architect. But, like, people are always putting her down, saying, why are you going to study that? Like, you're going to go nowhere in life. And she was just really, like, down. And she's, like, but I see sometimes, like, your posts, and, like, I feel inspired. And then he, like, wrote, like, this really long message, like, in, like, saying to keep going forward. Like, don't let people, like, try to, like, turn you down and always follow your dreams. Like, all this inspirational stuff. I can't remember the exact stuff. But it was, like, really long. And I was, like, wow, like, Top took the time out to, like, reach out to a fan who was actually, like, hurting.
I mean, that's not his first time. Yeah. I think he actually does read the comments.
He actually, that made me realize he reads our comments. So, guys, be more respectful in the comment section. They read these things.
Because he could be having a bad day and, like, he'll just read, like, you know, some notes and stuff.
Yeah.
It might make his day. So
Yeah. So I felt like I just, like, respect the top so much.
I just, newfound love.
Yeah, after, like, seeing them live, I don't know, I just love them more.
She can't get over She keeps talking about it every time we meet up. Every time.
I'm sorry, I just can't get over it. It was a life-changing experience. I'm sorry.
Life-changing experience. It was. It's like Michelle found Jesus, but it's like she found Big Bang.
I did.
Oh, yeah, Michelle also couldn't stop talking about Taeyang's pimple.
Taeyang's pimple?
Pimple! She's the She had an up close view of his pimple.
I saw it. Because he wasn't wearing makeup.
Yeah, that's why.
That's how close we were. But like the Jumbotron like was zoomed in on that shit. Like,
no, like, it's like, I see you, pimple.
Yeah, no, you. Like it was just like the right side of his face, and that was all you saw on the Jumbotron and that huge ass pimple.
Well, you know what, Taeyang? Yeah. You're in luck if you're listening to our podcast today because we got sponsored by Mishibots.
Yay!
And if you don't know what Mishibots.com is, it's a Korean beauty subscription box. And you can get basically all types of Korean beauty in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave us a special coupon for our listeners. Yes. They also have a shop that sells things individually.
Yeah, so like if you get like a subscription and you find that you like some of the products in the box, you can like go on their website and get like full size versions of what was in your like sampler box. And if you're suffering from acne, like Taeyang is, we're all suffering from acne.
We all are.
I have adult acne. I've been there. You know, they have like a lot of skincare products, makeup products, you name it, they have it. And they're having a lot of like brands that are coming up, like Vanilla & Co. is going to be
I'm excited for Vanilla & Co. when they get that.
They have like the big names, like the Face Shop, Tony Moly, Misha.
Holika,
which we went to yesterday.
They finally have one in New York, which is awesome.
Yes.
But but if you don't live anywhere near a Korean beauty store, I think this would be a good website for you to check out.
Yeah,
and they're offering our fans $5 off $30 purchase with the code NUNA5OFF.
Yes.
That's the number 5.
Yes. So just go to mishibots.com and use the code
NOONA, the number 5OFF.
I'm gonna go order mine.
I need the aloe cream from
The aloe gel. It's really
from Holika. I like that.
Yeah.
I love that for the winter time.
Yeah.
Because it gets super ashy.
I use it in the summer actually when I get sunburned.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's also good too.
Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy all your skincare and makeup.
That's MISHIBOX.com. Our promo code expires October 31st.
And Annie,
Know what time it is?
It must be Mr. K-pop lyric time.
Hell yeah!
Here we go!
Have you heard Taeyeon's solo song?
I love her song. Are you kidding me? Doesn't it sound like Christian contemporary?
Christian contemporary?
No, it sounds just like a Christian contemporary song. I'm not kidding, because I listen to some Christian contemporary song. This sounds like yes, it does.
It's so funny.
But it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Sounds like it's an inspirational song.
Exactly, and I felt like I was going to tear up when I heard it. I'm like, yes, like praise hands are up. No, I really felt touched by that song. Okay. I love that song.
Well,
that's my song.
The first time I heard it, I was like, what did she say again? Because it sounded like she said bitches in the sky.
What? Oh, no. Beaches.
Beaches. You heard beach. Oh, the first time I heard it was beaches. Bitches.
Bitches
and
in
then the
sky.
Second time I heard peaches. Peaches in the sky.
I think she's saying beaches inside or something. I don't know. But yeah.
Bitches in the sky. Bitches in the sky.
In the sky, but it does sound like that.
I know, I'm gonna keep singing that.
Bitches in the sky, yeah.
And over to your favorite, Zico.
I love Zico.
Yes or no.
Yes or no.
I heard I moved, yo. Suck my junk, hey.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was like the real lyric.
Oh shit, I don't know.
Like,
I
he would actually that. Like say that. Like
I would. He really would. I wouldn't he?
Have you seen that music video? It's so trippy. I think he was on drugs.
Oh god, he was on drugs. I thought he couldn't even be in it. It's yeah. like animated.
He's like, just animate me because I'm just too wasted to be in this video right now.
Let me know if y'all hear it. And Mr. Sha Jinsoo.
Again?
My favorite. He came out with a song called OEO.
Isn't he in the army though?
Jinsoo? Yeah. No, his friends are.
He's not in the army yet?
The other J and Y are in the army.
J and Y are in the army, but...
But this other J isn't.
This other J is not in the army yet.
If you don't get it, their group is called JYJ.
Okay.
But yeah. So okay. His new song, OEO, I hear. Here you come, mushy doo-doo. Mushy doo-doo now.
I just love how, like, Annie hears this stuff.
It's very random. I don't know. I'm just, like, minding my own business, and then, like, I hear these songs for the first time, and I'm like, what did he say?
Like, I can never ride in the car with Annie, because she'll just, like, start listening and hearing all these things. And
I'm just rewriting lyrics for them, you know? Yeah. I'm making it better.
You are. And traumatizing me.
Sorry. Well, that's it for episode 19 of Nuna Generation.
Wow, 19 already.
I know. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting our podcast.
Thank you for all our listeners. Please reach out to us if you haven't already. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, Snapchat. Am I missing one? Twitter.
We're YouTube. All over the place. Nuna's Podcast or Nuna's Generation.
Yeah, either one of those two.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.